Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Free Speaker Bureau Speakers Podcast Series. I've got a wonderful treat for you today. I'm going to be interviewing Mark Porteous, who is a transformational business coach, and he works with other coaches, messengers, and healers who want to share their gifts with a larger audience so they can thrive. And he has 20 years of soul-centered sales and entrepreneurial experience. He guides his clients to create a comprehensive strategy to share their story, attract a larger audience, and enroll ideal clients with ease and integrity. In his book, Maximizing Your Human Experience, A Personal Travel Guide for Your Journey of Life, Mark shares powerful tools to navigate your path toward creating the joyous life you truly desire. Mark, I'm so glad you could join us today. How are you doing?
I am doing very, very well. It's fantastic to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Great. Mark, you've got a big mission. And I'm really impressed that you've been able to transform that into a life work. You founded the Inspired Messengers Network. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Thank you again. It is a big mission, and for a long time it was too big for me to handle, so I kind of kept it down, and it's just over the last 3 years of really focusing on how to build a business that's aligned with my values that I've realized that it's important for me to step fully into that. And with the Inspired Messengers Network, it was a long road of getting there. It happened quickly, but we went through a lot. It started off with me actually 23 years ago when I first read the quote from Pierre Teilhard de Chardin that we're not human beings having spiritual experiences, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, that I realized I wanted to write a book about the human experience and about the poetry that I had been writing for years and I didn't even quite understand. When I told my father I wanted to write a book, he said, okay, well, don't expect to make a living at it. And I was like, okay, that's really encouraging from my father, who's already written 3 books now, and then now it's up to 5, but he basically was saying build a business around that, and I didn't realize what that meant, so I just built a business that had nothing to do with my message. It was just something I had seen that a friend of mine had built a $1 million company selling souvenirs at amusement parks, and that's what I started doing. After 5 years of that, I was completely burned out. I had no time to write or speak, and realized that was all consuming, so I sold my business and went back into sales, figuring that, okay, in a year or two I can have my book written and I can get out and start speaking. And 10 years later, still didn't have a book written. My children were born, and realized that if those 10 years went by that fast, the next 10 years would go by even faster. Now, as a father of twins, and so I decided to pursue my lifelong passion, the past 20 years, to finish the book. And then the first birthday, I had it done, and my wife said, okay, now what? And I really wasn't sure. So that was like the beginning of the journey. And from there, it went through a lot of training on business and how to turn your passion into a business. And that's what I was training on for a long time. But then really over the last year, I've realized that my gift to help other messengers, whether it's speakers, authors, coaches, healers, is to connect them with either their ideal audience or other partners. And so I've realized that my role in all of this is to be a connector.
Fantastic. I mean, I think it's so important in this day and age that as messengers, as coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, I think the whole process of collaboration and community is so important. You know, more and more as we get behind our computers, you know, there's a part of us that really needs to connect with other people, really needs to collaborate, and it seems like that's something that you really are doing in your life's work as well as through the Inspired Messengers Network. What is, when you say Inspired Messenger, what does that mean to you? What do you have in mind when you talk about Inspired Messengers?
Well, I appreciate that opportunity for some clarity because it can be a little bit vague. And for me, I believe that every single person on this planet is a messenger, whether your message is intended for one person or a handful of people, hundreds of people or thousands or more, that we all came here with a message to share with someone else. And again, if you're inspired to share that message, then the Inspired Messengers Network is for you. And a lot of what we focus on is through your career and how you can create a profession around sharing your message. But not everybody wants to do a profession. There are, we have members that are parents and that their message is meant for their children and other children. We have volunteers and different people. We have lawyers in our group who want to share their specific angle on divorce attorney or estate law. And we also have people that are doctors in traditional medicine that are dealing with the end of life. So it really is whatever your life experience has dealt you, that is a piece of your message and can really help other people. So anyone who's inspired to share their story, the Inspired Messengers Network is a platform to help you get it out there.
Okay, and so how do you go about doing that? In what ways do you go about helping people get their message out?
Thank you. There's really three different things that we're looking at. One of them is training. We have several different levels of membership. Anybody can sign up for free at inspiredmessengersnetwork.com and receive information and training from our members and our partners at no charge. Then there are people who want to actually get out there and increase their visibility. That's part of it, is by helping people, one, with our own platform and driving traffic to them through the site. And then the third thing that a lot of people are looking for is if they've already got an established business, but they want to scale it to make it larger and really increase the number of people that they reach. So we do that through our showcase messengers, which is really about an outreach program where I actually help connect them with other partners and getting them onto other platforms. And we have our own Inspired Messenger show that we do every week where we interview our members and our partners to help get those messages out there. But then we actually work with specific members to help them, whether it's getting on other podcasts, hangouts, summits, radio interviews, TV shows, and things like that, as well as really just having a community of our own where everybody within the community can support each other and learn from each other and teach each other.
Great. So what do you believe is the most important key to being successful as a messenger?
This is one that I've only really learned for myself over the last year. I spent the first 2 years of our business focusing on all the mechanics and then spending tens of thousands of dollars on different training programs on how to build my list, how to do, you know, all the website stuff, the technical stuff, even a lot of the marketing and the normal marketing. What I've realized over the last year is that all of those pieces do no good for any of us if we're not fully aligned with our mission. So I really believe that is the key to success, is being aligned with our true purpose. And there's a lot of different definitions that I could share about what true purpose means. But really it's about being aligned with your core values and mm-hmm. the mission that you feel here to achieve. So it starts with understanding who you are. And in most cases, our audience are a reflection of us. So whatever we've been through, we can look kind of and see who our audience is based on who we are. So I think really just it's all about aligning with your divine purpose.
And I'm hoping that before we leave here today in this brief podcast, that you'll be able to direct some of our listeners who might be interested in really trying to figure out how to better align their purpose, or if they are aligned, just kind of like doing a self-evaluation of some sort, making sure that they that they have that together. I'm hoping that you'll have some more information for us on that.
I will. In fact, we'll share a special gift at no charge at the end that people can use to get started on their own, and then I can help them carry a little further, and we'll share a couple of tips and tools right here during the call.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. Okay, good, because I like free gifts for our speakers. We like free gifts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And also, I think it's important that if they want to be able to reach out, that they make a connection with you. That's what we're talking about, after all, is connection, collaboration, working together, finding alignment with other people. So that's pretty exciting. Let's talk about this very big topic of life purpose that you brought up a little while ago. When you say life purpose, for the entrepreneur who's out there or the person who's trying to make a name for themselves in the coaching industry or, you know, whatever their profession is, how do they know if they're on purpose? How do you define that life purpose idea?
You're right. I could feel the overwhelm in that question. And it seems so broad and I can be a little bit vague at times or just overly general. So for me, I've studied two different schools on purpose. I first started learning and studying about my own purpose through the work of Eckhart Tolle in his book, The New Earth, A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. And in that book, he talks about everyone having two general purposes, being and doing. You've got that inner purpose of being, which is in most cases achieved through personal development. And it's an ongoing journey rather than a destination. So there's the being in the present, and then there's the doing, taking the action. And in most cases, your outer purpose of doing is achieved through service to others. And there are many different ways that we can be of service to others. Whatever job we're doing is helping people in some way. But what he talks about is that kind of going back to alignment, that when you're doing whatever actions you're taking are in alignment with your being, then whatever you're doing is fulfilling your purpose. So it kind of gets people off the hook of feeling like they have this one big mission that they have to accomplish, and if they don't do that, then they have failed. Instead, it's just saying, just be yourself. And being yourself is a whole process. You know, it sounds so simple. I'll just be authentic, be real. But we've been trained by all of society on what we think we're supposed to be and how we think we're supposed to act. And sometimes we don't even know for ourselves what our true values are, what we really want out of life. So the being part is what comes first, and it's a matter of really knowing who you want to be in life and then constantly peeling back the layers to figure out how to just be in that moment. And then whatever steps we're taking, as long as we're making sure that our actions are aligned with our knowing, then whatever we're doing achieves that quality of our purpose. So that's
great.
One
so
piece of it, being in the being and the doing.
Yeah. I think I may have told you the story once before. I don't know, but I remember many years ago, I had the student from Eastern Europe, and which actually was through, I was in collaboration with another speaker, and we were doing a joint workshop. And we had a student from Eastern Europe who, at that time, I'm going back some years ago, didn't have a whole lot of opportunity in regards to what they really could do with their career. And what they did is they took back this whole idea of, you know, having a purpose no matter what you're doing. And she actually worked in a dry cleaner, in a laundry facility. And so what her job was to press sheets and shirts and, you know, whatever on these big iron presses. And so what she would do is imagine infusing as she was, you know, pushing down these big iron blocks, if you would, is she would imagine infusing just positive energy and love and unity and all these positive thoughts into the linens that she was working with. And, you know, it sounds a little bit kind of silly to some people, but it turned out that the laundry that she worked for became the most popular laundry in town. Everybody loved to get their stuff done there. So no matter what we're doing or the situation we're in, I think that, you know, the message that you're giving is there's always some way to infuse your purpose into, you know, what it is that you're doing. You can always bring something that affects the lives of other people. So you know, I think it's a wonderful story, and I think that we all have the ability to do so much good for ourselves and others in the world, and just to stop for a moment and take a moment like this to just recognize it and think about it, I think is in itself very inspiring.
I do too. I had not heard that story before, so thank you so much for sharing. I think it's just a beautiful story, and it's really very powerful. It seems like a simple story, but I can tell you at least a dozen more. One of my clients built the largest luggage company in Australia with her and her husband, and she had this huge warehouse, and she would imagine it just being filled with love. And the way that she led that business and encouraged all of her employees to do that and really use what we call conscious business, John Mackey said there's a whole thing about that. I think it's so powerful because, again, that was a big part, she thought, of why her business became the largest luggage retailer in all of Australia. But it also happened just like you said, when they were making the luggage. It's just luggage, but the same kind of thing. And I know that even a lot of high-tech companies now are actually teaching and promoting mindfulness, and that's really what you're speaking to here, is just being mindful. No matter what you're doing in life, you can help other people, everyone that you come in contact with, and even people you don't, can feel that energy that you put into things when you're mindful and being very present about your purpose.
Absolutely, and even if you're just a really logical, analytical, from just a logical, analytical perspective, the reality of it is when you're mindful about what you're doing, you're going to have less mistakes. You're going to be more conscious of, you know, people's reactions, responses, how you need to respond, and instead of react. So just from a strictly analytical point of view, the care that you put into something and the thought that you put into something will ultimately determine, you know, the end result. So it makes perfect mm-hmm. sense on a lot of different levels. So mm-hmm. tell me, what do you think is the biggest challenge that you see for listeners who are trying to align their work with their life purpose or their mission? I mean, what's the biggest challenge?
I think it kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier, that most people don't even know what it is that they want. We're so kind of brainwashed about conformity and okay, here's what makes you happy. Having a big house will make you happy. Having a job with security will make you happy. Knowing what you're going to be doing for the next 40 years, even raising children. Now, there are a lot of people who really just have children because they thought that's what they're supposed to do. And I think that really that whole process of self-discovery is incredibly helpful. That I came from a background of having a very successful corporate sales job where all of my needs were taken care of. I could have lived comfortably like that. But there was just a part of me that just wasn't happy, and it's because I realized I wasn't aligned with my own values, and it took me years to really figure out what those were and how I could do it. Last year, I started working with the True Purpose Institute, and they go through four different aspects of purpose, and just being, again, able to help discover this for yourself really will help people get aligned. And I think that's the challenge is being aligned with your own values. So what they teach is four different aspects of purpose, which are your essence, what you come into here as, the core of your being, your blessing, which is what you give to people all the time. And this, again, goes back to any profession. It doesn't matter what you do. You could be a nurse, you could be a teacher, but there are certain gifts that you have that you do for people all the time that you don't even realize. But when other people say that to you, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, that's just, everybody does that, but it's not. It's your special gift. So knowing what your blessing is very helpful. And then you're knowing your message and your mission. And you know, I do a lot of work to help people clarify what their message is and who their audience is for that message. But that's really just what you're saying all the time. I'm always talking about maximizing your human experience by aligning with your divine purpose. That's my message, that we're all one, that we're here for love and all that. But the mission is much bigger than that. And you read my mission earlier. For a long time, it seemed too big to be able to reawaken harmony on the planet. But now I see that there's a whole bunch of other people out there working. And for me, I can achieve that by helping other people to identify their message, to align with their core values. And once you do that, that goes back to the being part. So the challenge for most people is knowing who they want to be, and then they can learn and take the steps, the action, to what they need to do.
Yes. How will you help the people that are so interested, our listeners, take action? How can you help them create success and thrive in their purpose?
My partners and friends, Barnett Bain, directed the movie What Dreams May Come. And he's currently working on a movie with Eckhart Tolle. And he wrote a book called The Third Story. And then we believe that many people spend the first 10 years, usually up to 10 years, in their life getting damaged. And then that damage is the story that we're here to tell. And then we spend the rest of our lives just overcoming that story. But an inspired messenger reaches their third story, where they're no longer spending their time overcoming that story. Now they're there and they're just being. And to do that, it's really important to, again, kind of, especially if you're going to be doing this as a business, and this is how I can help people, is to life map your purpose sweet spot. And that's part of the gift that we'll be offering, is a process of looking at what you love, what you're passionate about. And it always starts there. Steve Jobs talked about how you spend most of your life in your job. You might as well pick a job that you like. Confucius, thousands of years ago, said, you know, choose a job you love and you'll never work again. So it's really important that we're passionate about whatever we're doing. And so that's where we're kind of start. But then you want to look at, well, what experience do I have? What do I know? Because you could be really passionate about playing guitar, but if you don't know how to do it well enough to get paid for it, then it's going to be a challenge making that your mission or your purpose. So then the third thing is, what will people pay me for? Where is there a need? I'm sorry, the third thing is finding a need that you can set. So if you've been able to overcome challenges in your relationship or in your health, whatever challenges you've overcome, these are things that you can help other people to overcome. And then finally, you need to know what people will pay you for. So you can actually look just in your own experience through this process of life mapping to find all the clues that are hidden in your own experiences to show you exactly where there's this sweet spot of experiences, passion, and a need that people will pay you to solve. And if you can focus in on that, you can really start to hone in on how you can make a living doing what your purpose or your mission is here to achieve.
I love that idea of finding your sweet spot. So tell us again how our audience can get a little more information about this life mapping sweet spot process that you have.
Absolutely. You can go to Mark Portia, that's M-A-R-K, P as in Paul, O-R, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, O-U-S as in Sam, .com/purpose. And download the Life Mapping Your Purpose Sweet Spot Assessment Tool. And it'll go through the different prompts in each of those different areas. And that'll start to guide you. And you'll be able to see it. Everybody who goes through it just says it kind of just pops out at you. And you find clues that you've been missing. And then there's also ways that you can get a hold of me if you want to set up a a session where we can actually kind of go through your life purpose sweet spot assessment and see, okay, well, how do I actually turn that into a business based on what I love doing and how I can help the world?
That's fabulous. I love this sweet spot idea. Okay, great. I mean, who doesn't want to get it, find their sweet spot, right?
Absolutely, yes. And you can also find out more at inspiredmessengersnetwork.com. You can learn more about the network, and you can get free resources there. You can see some of the other people that we have available and some of the other trainings that are available at no charge.
Oh, fantastic. That's great, Mark. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges, you talk about the different challenges that people have, and I think one of the things that goes along with that alignment is to understand that each one of us is a divine being. Whatever your perception is of the universe and how it was made or how you came to be, all the miracles that came into place in order for you just to be here is incredible. And the fact that you've lived this long, that you're here able to listen to the technology, we are all divine beings. And if there's one thing I can say is to be able to recognize your own self-worth and to realize that you have incredible value on this planet to the people who love you, to people who you don't even know that you're affecting their lives. And if you can become more conscious of your mission and how you help people, then your value will continue to grow, and it'll hit this ripple effect that will reach out to in ways that you just can't even imagine. So really it's just about recognizing your own value, knowing that you're enough and you're just the way you are. It really starts with that.
Beautiful thought, Mark. And on that note, I'd like to close our podcast for today. Thank you. You've been a wonderful guest, and we hope you'll come back and join the show again soon. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. This is Mandy Bass from Free Speaker Bureau interviewing Mark Porteous today. Free Speaker Bureau is an online speakers bureau where we connect experts and inspired messengers with nonprofits and associations who need speakers for their events. Take care.